Hello and welcome to the Leicester Mercury Talking Newspaper for Thursday, Friday and Saturday, the 18th, 19th and 20th of April. It is produced by Vista, telephone number 0116 249 8839. Items are selected and read by Margaret and Marion and it is recorded by Ian. Just a little additional notice. Please remember that this CD is for single use only and does not need to be returned to Vista. The sunrise and sunset times for the week commencing the 22nd of April. Sunrise 5:50 a.m. and sunset 8:08 p.m. And we now begin with the headline for Thursday, April the 18th. Bride-to-be conned by love cheat. A love cheat duped his fiancée out of £30,000 of jewellery and sold it to buy a wedding suit to marry someone else. Stephen Anthony Sutton met the victim, a single mother of two, on a social networking website and proposed within 2 months. He told her a pack of lies while masquerading as a senior psychotherapist who was a single parent looking for love. Sutton, 48, who was in at least one other serious relationship, also made out he was terminally ill with a brain tumour and had 6 months to live. He feigned going to America for treatment and introduced the victim to his two sons, aged 6 and 12, under the pretext she would be their carer after his death. At Leicester Crown Court, Sutton admitted theft of the jewellery, including bespoke pieces and family heirlooms, between December 2011 and January last year. Jailing him for 2 years, Judge Robert Brown said it was a cruel and persistent deception as you sought to manipulate this woman. You played with her emotions to deflect her attention from the theft. He told Sutton of Caversham Road, Glen Parver, it was cowardly and cruel. She's been left a broken, sad and deeply hurt lady. Alan Murphy, prosecuting, said the 45-year-old victim was lonely and vulnerable when she encountered Sutton on the Flirt website in September 2011. From the outset, there was an element of deception, giving a false account of his lifestyle and a bogus address, he said. She described him as charming and fell for him straight away. They met at her home in Moira. The relationship developed so well that by November 2011, Sutton had proposed, and they set a wedding date for Valentine's Day 2012. She and her family were very excited about it, said Mr. Murphy. Just before Christmas 2011, Sutton saw a bag containing some of the woman's jewellery, which she valued at about £30,000. He persuaded her to let him look after it in his safe at home, said Mr. Murphy. They were engaged and she had no reason to doubt him. Sutton did not have a safe. Mr. Murphy said he told her he'd lost his wallet and cards, so she lent him £1,000. Then he told her he'd had a stroke and was in hospital. He said a brain scan revealed he had a tumour and he had 6 months to live. The victim's 21-year-old daughter was so upset she went for counselling at her college. Sutton introduced the woman to his two sons on the false premise that she would be looking after them when he died. The wedding was postponed, and in February 2012, Sutton told the victim he was going to America for proton therapy. However, said Mr. Murphy, there was no stroke, no tumour, no trip to America, it was all lies. The following month, Sutton told the woman the therapy had not worked and he needed chemotherapy in the UK. He also claimed he had tried to kill himself and had been sectioned under the Mental Health Act. The woman went to see Sutton in the cafe at a psychiatric unit where he pretended to be a patient. In fact, in March, he had married another woman. He spent money from the complainant on a wedding suit, said Mr. Murphy. Sutton's web of lies began to unravel in April 2012. He claimed he had been released from being sectioned and the victim asked for her jewellery back, as some belonged to her daughter. Sutton became angry, which caused her to be suspicious. But of course he was her fiancé, who was apparently quite ill, said Mr. Murphy. She didn't want to believe he'd done anything against her. Delays and excuses followed over the next few months, and the woman threatened to go to the police if Sutton did not give her back her jewellery. He sent text messages, making out they were from his sister, begging her not to report him. On July the 31st last year, Sutton and the victim, who had become estranged, met, and he returned a few low-value or worthless items of jewellery, admitting he had sold the more valuable pieces. When arrested, Sutton admitted selling the jewellery for scrap for £1,400, a fraction of its value. Mr. Murphy said he explained to police that he sometimes lived in an imaginary world. He admitted lying about his job, address, being ill, saying it was to get out of the relationship. He also said he had married a woman he had been having an affair with for 15 years. The court heard Sutton's former partner, who gave birth to his two young sons during an 18-year relationship, described him as a lying cheat, guilty of multiple affairs. Delith Crisp, mitigating, said that Sutton was remorseful and had attempted suicide. The court was told he suffered from depression and had a personality disorder with symptoms of post-traumatic stress due to bad treatment from a stepfather as a young man. Miss Crisp said he can only offer an apology.
Park track used for blockbuster. Donington Park is to feature in a star-studded action blockbuster telling the dramatic story of the Formula One clash between Niki Lauda and James Hunt. Rush, which was shot at the racetrack in August and September last year, will hit the big screen in September. Directed by Ron Howard, who created Beautiful Mind, the action thriller stars Thor's Chris Hemsworth as James Hunt and Daniel Brühl of Inglourious Basterds as Niki Lauda. The film is a biography of Formula One champion driver Lauda and the 1976 crash that almost claimed his life. Mere weeks after the accident, he got behind the wheel to challenge Hunt, his rival. Donington Park managing director Christopher Tate said, "It is, in a sporting sense, the most remarkable story. We are proud to have been a part of it." Christopher said the team behind the movie made alterations to the track to make it look like famous racing venues from around the globe. What was really amazing and interesting to see was they changed the colours of some of the corners for filming, he said. The curbing at Donington Park, the area between the tarmac and the grass, is famously blue and white. Most other circuits in the world are red and white, so we had the amazing thing that they kept painting the corners depending on the circuits they wanted to be at. The repainting saw the Castle Donington course transformed into Watkins Glen in New York, Fuji in Japan, and the scene of the 1976 Swedish Grand Prix. Classic 1970s racing cars from the museum at Donington Park, including a Tyrrell, a March 761, and a Shadow, were also used. Part of the legendary 1976 Japanese Grand Prix was filmed at Donington Park. A near-fatal accident in Germany meant Lauda had missed two races, allowing Hunt to close the gap on the Austrian. The Japanese Grand Prix was torrentially wet, and Lauda retired early on in the race. Hunt suffered a puncture, but he managed to finish in third place, scoring 4 points, enough for him to win the world championship by a single point. "We saw them having to create the rainy conditions for filming," said Christopher. "Although some of the owners of the cars being used were a bit perplexed at being asked to just drive a short way and do it again." Rush is due to be released in cinemas on September the 13th.
New £11 million modern and iconic fire headquarters unveiled. Leicestershire Fire and Rescue Service has officially unveiled its new headquarters. The £11 million building in Birstall was opened by the Lord Lieutenant of Leicestershire, Jennifer, Lady Gretton, yesterday. She was joined at the ceremonial event by dignitaries including the High Sheriff of Leicestershire, Sally Bowie, the Lord Mayor of Leicester, Councillor Abdul Osman, and Councillor Peter Lewis, Chairman of the County Council. The ceremony included a tree planting in honour of firefighter Bob Miller, who was killed in 2002 while searching a disused factory. Chief Fire Officer Dave Webb was also there to welcome people to the new headquarters and fire station. He said, "As technology has developed and the way we work has changed, we recognise that to plan for the future, we needed an environmentally friendly and economically viable building. I am very pleased with the results. Our new headquarters is a modern, iconic building, which I believe will stand the test of time." The building beside the A46 in Birstall will replace the Fire Authority's former headquarters at Glenfield, which has been sold to Leicestershire County Council for about £1 million. Construction started in 2011 and the site includes an administrative building, community room, gym, rest areas, kitchen, lecture room and training house. Councillor Lewis said it was an occasion where everybody was impressed with what they saw and everyone involved in the project was proud of what they'd built. "We had a chance to look around and see the facilities. It certainly seems a fitting place for the members of the fire service who are doing an incredibly demanding job to work." The upgrade is part of a £35 million scheme. As well as the authority's administrative headquarters at Birstall, the site will also include a new fire station. New stations are also being built at Castle Donington, Melton and Colville, while refurbishments are taking place at Hinckley. One aspect which will not feature at the new headquarters is the fire control system, the emergency switchboard for the county's service. This is based in the fire service's southern station at Meridian. Firefighter Kev Pearson, who manages all of the fire stations in the north of the county, said, "This new facility and the change in crewing arrangements will enable us to continue providing the first-class service we deliver to the surrounding communities."